there any difference?
No, it's no difference. It's just what certain people like to call it.
And a little building used for storing wood would be called a
wood shed.
What about for tools?
A tool shed.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about because when I was little, it was one in the back of our house. They finally tore it down.
Uh-huh.
But we always had, as far as I can remember, well, when they built my mother's house and they moved to the city after she got married, my uncle was carpenter, my grandmother's
mm-hmm.
brother, and they built a house and always had an inside bathroom. But the people that used to stay there had that, outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they called it. Outhouse out there.
Do you ever hear any joking names or vulgar names for it?
No, other than what they call it in the army, a latrine.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And what different buildings, what different animals would there be on a farm, and what different buildings would they be in?
You would have, y'all would be in a hog pen. You can't let them run. And one thing about hogs, sometimes, my father, when he get ready to take one to the packing house, he'd bring it up there and put it in the back way in the back of our house. And we noticed when we put them out there, wood rats put on woods.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too developed where we live. Rats come out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful. And dogs in the neighborhood, we've had a hog that he couldn't go keep running back and forth to the country to see about.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll give birth to a pig. But one thing about dogs and pigs, they are one of their offsprings to form, they will eat it up
mm-hmm.
themselves. But some big dogs around the neighborhood have gotten some of the pigs and dragged them out of the pen and killed them. So he has to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing about them, if you have one themselves, he will die.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, because a hog, I know you've heard of people, and you greet a hog. Well, that's just the way a hog is. He has to have another hog in there to fight over food for.
Hmm.
You pour the food down, and they've got to fight. Water, they run and fight over everything. If you got one, put food in there, he's not going to eat it. That's a very, I don't know why they're like that. But you always got to have a pair.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, one is just going to just die from starvation because he's not going to eat unless there's another hog in that pen to run out. And cows, you've got to put a big stick of salt
mm-hmm.
out there too. And another thing about cows, they're a funny animal too. You've got to nurse them. They have to nurse when they're so many months old, and he has had to bring a baby calf up there too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have something to chew on. Sometimes you have to give them rags. And they would go on the clothesline and eat your clothes up. I've had that happen. They have gone to eat my clothes up. Some of them, the mothers won't nurse till they get a certain, get a certain smell or something off of them. I don't know why. He has had to buy baby bottles and a lot of them stuck baby bottles because
mm-hmm.
the mother won't do it.
Where does the cow stay?
They are out in the country where they can get a lot of green grass. The only time he would bring when he's getting ready to kill one or one that he has to nurse and bring back to life. And they're out there and they have to eat certain grains and they have to eat certain types of grass for their milk
mm-hmm.
to be drinkable. Now, if they eat a lot of weeds, their milk is going to be very weak and sour.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain kinds of grass that you have to let them eat.
You turn the cows out to graze in the